always more or less warm. What?
Tropical.
Tropical and subtropical. Always nice fruits. Perhaps someday in Krishna conscious world we'll have to bring many people there because there's so much unused land. All very green, lots of rivers, very nice, warm, and no one lives there. Thousands of miles of very nice land and no one is using it. Sending a few devotees back to Argentina, and we're going to try to see what can be done there. We're hopeful that, even though our movement was kicked out there still, there are many, many people who are chanting 16 rounds or building altars in their homes and offering their food to Krishna. And even since the government's kicked out all the different groups, including ourselves, just by your book circulating, many people are becoming devotees and leaving the country to go to other temples. So actually we're still making devotees there just from the books that were distributed. And now we're investigating to try to again get legal permission, also perhaps establish something like some type of restaurant or farm community there.
Trying to fix a debate in Delhi on October 27 among different sides and ourselves.
And this month, October?
This month, yeah, October 27. It was Indian National Science Academy. There are some very well-known scientists, including Kothari, D.S. Kothari. And other, they told me there is a group of scientists in Delhi, actually from all over India. It's called the Mind Group. They like to do research on nature of consciousness. And they told me that it would be very good if we have a debate between our group and their group. So I agreed to that. And the Mishra, actually, the one who came last time, he also belongs to that group. And Kothari is the chairman of that group. And there's one Bengali called Dr. Dasgupta. He's the executive secretary. So they all belong to that group. So they're going to invite us for a, they call a round table debate. It will be about 20 people from their side and five from our side. So we're going to have a confrontation. And also, Dr. Khurana told me that when I come, I can fix a television program in Delhi to appear us, and they're going to interview us in the Indian television. Then I've decided to establish Bombay as a, since we have everything there ready, I like to furnish for the office and also I request our members to stay here for some time so they want to establish the library also. I plan to contact many leading scientists, personal goals, so we'll all go out with our books and we'll try to make them members of the institute. Also, in the process, we'll speak, we'll make engagements, and also we'll try to request them to help us in pushing this movement. Plus, we'll request them to review our books on a scientific level. So that way we can make friends, and they can help us in, I think, various ways. I think that, and I'm thinking of charging 100 rupees only for membership. This is called annual membership. It's like in any other institution, we have this membership program. It's like I'm a member of American Chemical Society. We have annual membership fees. So just like that, we'll generate called subscriber members, and they will get our journal, Sabhigyanam, free. This is and they have renewed this every year. So we have. I just discussed this morning with my members that we should plan to make many members while we are here in 6 months in India. Then. Yesterday we were discussing about our possible permanent place in the United States. And I suggested that from my experience, Atlanta was very very nice place, especially to do writing, because the atmosphere is nice and the climate is also nice, and this natural setting is very conducive, especially thinking and writing type of work. So I decided that until and unless we have a permanent place, I like to stay for a few years in Atlanta, Georgia. Then there will stay about 3-4 years to do the some of our main writing, and then also we can do the preaching side by side. So instead of going to Europe, we'll go back to the United States after the Mayapur Festival. And then we do more writing. In the process, we'll also make several engagements in the United States. We'll start preaching now. And also, Amarendra, that I requested, he's in Balavantas John. He's the president in Gainesville. He's the one who's good in making engagements for us. He's very enthusiastic. But he cannot come outside the United States. So I thought that will also be very practical to be in Atlanta. Then when in the process, we'll look for a possible permanent place in Washington, D.C. That we can work out slowly, but for at least 4 or 5 years, we'll be heavily engaged in writing. So, and also we'll request to make many members as possible from the scientific community. In the meantime, I'm thinking of a small office here in Vrindavan. Vrindavan will come back now and then often, and I'd like to have a small place also to do some writing here. It's a nice atmosphere, quiet, and also I have all the facilities here to do some writing. So I just went to buy Godrej Almira for the office in Mathura. Dr. Selma. And in about a month, we'll go to Bombay Temple and try to furnish the institute offices and also try to make some contact with the scholars. I think I'm holding a short conference in Bombay. Don't be like here in Vrindavan. Bombay is already, there are many scholars and right in the middle of the city, so it'll be a lot easier in Bombay also. Big cities like Delhi, I think we can get many scholars. In Vrindavan, not so many came, but those few came, I think they were quite nice. And we learned something on that short conference.
I was speaking with Srila Prabhupada the other day that it doesn't seem that Vrindavan would be a good place to construct an entire building for Bhaktivedanta Institute.
Why? There's already a building.
There's already a building here. Judging by the reaction, of course this is the first meeting, but
later
on it may be done, but for now it's better to concentrate in bigger cities where we're assured of the response.
He's
asking for
you.
Yes. Yes, it is true that in big cities, say for example, if I did in Delhi, they said they can fill up the Vigyan Bhavan. Also, coming here in Vrindavan is, especially if we don't provide transportation right from by some good convenience, actually it's not so easy to come here.
And that also would be such an expenditure. Each time you want to hold a meeting, you have to convey people, especially from other cities.
Actually, from next time onwards, I'm not going to spend any money on convenience and prasad. It's going to be charged now. This is just for Vrindavan. In Bombay, I'm not going to do any more like this.
For now, it's better not to spend 10 lakhs or more rupees to build the building. Another building here. Better to wait, let the institute become established in Bombay and see if there's some real backing, and then consider again whether we want to build it in Vrindavan.
Yeah, that's all right. But still, I feel that even for the Gurukul child, we need a hall, small or big. Something, it's quite common in any academic institute, whether it's big or large, something where people can get together, just like parents meet or any other functions that is normally associated with academic institutions. So some sort of hall, I think, will be of value.
Sri Dhanara says, Srila Prabhupada, that even if the hall is not simply for the Bhaktivedanta Institute, that the Gurukul here requires to have at least one big auditorium with seats. And also, if you remember, the upstairs was going to be living quarters for women. Right now, the women are living on the inside part of the guest house, and they're very noisy with all the children there. So perhaps it's a good idea to go ahead with that building anyway. He says that the Bhaktivedanta Gurukul could use that hall in any case.
It can be a multi-purpose hall. It doesn't have to be just for Gurukul or Bhaktivedanta Institute. It can also be a cultural...
Cultural or wedding. We could rent it for wedding ceremonies. Yes. Things like that also.
Yeah, it's already a cultural center, just like the Gita... The Gita conference is coming next month, I was told. They like to hold here. Something like that. We can always get some engagements also. We can get some...
What do you think, Srila Prabhupada?
No, whatever you think is approved.
Whatever you think is approved.
Hmm. Well, we can discuss that.
Also, that will add attractions to the outsiders if we have these nice places. Everybody who came here, those few scientists, it's a little about 55 actually all came. Most of them told me that they never knew that such thing exists in Vrindavan. This is a nice place and very peaceful and He said, they never expected that this existed in Vrindavan. And they were very impressed, even our incomplete building, and with all our incomplete arrangements, they were very amazed that such thing existed. And one, actually few of them from Agra told me that next time if you hold a conference, he said, I'll take all responsibility to bring all the scientists from around Agra, Delhi, and everything. He said he didn't know that such things might exist. So, Vrindavan is also a place where people come and we can cultivate their to bring them to the spiritual consciousness, Krishna consciousness. Actually, it's very true that when they see our temple and to see our children, oh, they are so impressed that they say they will come back. And some of them attended Mangal Arati, and some of them attended Bhagavatam class, even those who came for our conference. And so, and especially those who came with wives, very attracted to see our deities and the photographs, nice, from all over the world. And everything was so attractive. Even the Mishra, who was so Mayavadi during our conference, also he was almost a materialist. His wife was so influential. His wife was actually a devotee. And then I spent about 2 hours in his room with them. And she was instructing him that, you think that everything was just chemicals. Then she was telling him that, why don't you think that God existed before there was God and everything is coming from Him? Well, and do research on the basis of that. Then if you do that, then everything will be nice. She was telling him that without bhakti, your science is going to give you any happiness. She said, no pleasure. Mm-hmm. So actually then he almost became a devotee. He said, yes, yes, yes.
That means his wife was a
devotee. And they wanted to see Srila Prabhupada just before they went. Then I told him that doctor told us that we shouldn't allow any even the devotees not so crowded in the room, because doctor advised us not to do so. So I requested that when Prabhupada gets better, you please come back, and Prabhupada is going to get better, and then we'll have the opportunity to allow you to have Prabhupada's darshan. So they said they will come back, bring their children, and especially they were very impressed by our Gurukul boys. He said it reminded them of Krishna's boyhood pastimes, seeing these our Gurukul boys. Especially every day we have our invocation by the Gurukul boys with Yashodhana Maharaj from Brahma Sangita. The vibrations were so potent that everybody was very impressed. Though we didn't have all the guests that we invited, but still, I think those few who came, I think they had very great appreciation about Srila Prabhupada's program, especially Bhakti Vedanta. Mishra's lesson was very significant. He said he never had in his life to see this Bhakti Vedanta. He called all of us as Bhakti Vedantis. He said that he was always Advaita Vedantis. And he said he never saw the Bhakti Vedanta. And he said it was a great experience that and he was very grateful that he came to the conference. And he had great appreciation of the whole movement. They said it's amazing that in about 10 years, such a big empire can be built, such a pure spirit. So like that, Dr. Soni is the Deputy Director General of Indian Council of Agricultural Research. He's also a big government scientist. Just to see these people, actually, even one cannot just go and see them. Just have to wait for so many red tapes just to go them. But they came. He came with his family. Actually, he was the chief guest on Sunday. And he had such a great appreciation of our movement, whole movement. And he told me very frankly in his opening speech that he said about a few years ago he showed the devotees in Piccadilly Circus first time in London. And by the time he said, he had a very wrong impression, he said a negative impression of the whole movement. He said he saw something which was not very impressive. Then he told me very frankly that when I came to invite him for this to be the chief guest on Sunday, he said that's on the basis of that. He said he was not willing to accept the invitation. But then he said, after talking with me for a few minutes, he said he changed his whole attitude and then just decided to come. And then he expressed that he was very grateful that he came and he learned a lot. And he said this is one of the noblest causes that one can dedicate. So he had a great appreciation for the movement. So like that, we like to make some friends, especially in the higher educated classes of people. And I think I'm very hopeful, with mercy of your divine grace and Krishna's mercy, that we can at least follow your instruction. Then I think we can do it.
In Delhi.
Delhi?
But round table?
Yes, there will be a round table conference debate in Delhi. So all five will be there. Brahmadutta, our geologist from Houston, is going back, he told me, on 28. So I decided to go on 27. And also before that, Krishnamurti is the Director General of Television in New Delhi. So, and he's a good friend of Dr. Khurana. Dr. Khurana is our light member in Delhi. So he also came to the conference the last day. And in fact, he brought the head of the Indian All India Medical Association also. So he told me that any day I come, any day we want, you can fix a date for television appearance. We'll do that also. And since we are here, I also don't want to go far away from Vrindavan at this time. So in this process, we like to go to Agra and Delhi and also possibly Punjab areas. And I'd like to do some program and again come back in Vrindavan. I don't want to go a little far away from Vrindavan at this stage. And during the process also, we like to do some engagements. And then in about 1 or 2 months, we'll work for Bombay. In Bombay, I was told that 3 rooms are provided for the institute. But we are at least 4. And also, you need a secretary for typing. So it seems to me that the 3 rooms that will be allotted for us will be not sufficient.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Would you like kirtan?